Well, good afternoon.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm well, sir. Thank you. How are you doing?
I'm okay, I guess.
Today is October 23rd, 2021, and we're here in Forest Park in Clayton County, Georgia. My name is Daniel Enger, and I have the pleasure of being here with you today, Mike. I thank you very much for taking time to talk. I'm looking forward to hearing your story and to learning from you. Mike, my first question is a really big one, namely, please tell the story of your life from the time you were a small child up to the present day.
Okay. Well, the Cliff Note version is I was born in Jackson, Georgia. I moved down south, further south, to Fitzgerald, Georgia, and that's where I went to public school, high school, you know, and my mom's died when I was 12, and I really didn't know my pop, so I was mainly raised by siblings and my grandmother, and basically different people. I guess I've really been on my own since I was 15. I had my first job when I was 15. Well, before that, I dropped out of high school, made it to the 10th grade. And then I got me a job working in the tobacco field, of all places. They paid pretty good money. And from there, I just been, you know, from place to place. I haven't had a stable, I guess, a childhood, a young adulthood. I guess my life is stabilized, well, for the most part, when I had my first kid. That was my daughter, Brittany. And made some bad choices. For the most part, I have a son too. I have a daughter and a son. For the most part, my daughter mainly has seen, I ain't gonna say seen, been through a lot with me. Started using drugs, crack mainly, and it's been basically downhill since. Yeah, I get it together for a minute and then end up relapsing. So, they had some good jobs, messed them up. But I really want to change, get back to normal, quote unquote, life, you know. Tired of being out here. But that's up to me. In order to make a change, you have to start changes. You know. But I'll get there. That's the Cliff Note version. My kids still, you know, my kids, they still love me. I seen, right before I came homeless, I seen them and, you know, they gave me a hug and tell them they love me. But I got my phone stolen, so I've lost their numbers and stuff like that, man. Like my brothers, and I've lost all the numbers that I really needed, you know. So hopefully I can get back in contact with them. That's about it. No, that, you know, for us. Life is hard on these streets, man. dealing with people in the streets is hard. You know what I mean? You have different mentalities going on with different people, whatever. Some people are good people. I ain't gonna say good people. Some people are nice. I hope all of them got some good in them. All of us got good in us. It's just some people choose not to use that. I guess it's a form of survival for them. You know? It's hard to put your trust in a particular person, anybody really truly out here, because you never know what's on their mind and what's their motive. So it's hard to trust. And I always, me personally, been a loner type person anyway. So when I do put my trust in somebody, when they let me down, that just pushes me farther away from maybe the person that I really need to be close to, you know what I mean? So. Just ready to be happy, man. Well, that's about it on that. That's the Clip Note version.
Thank you, Mike.
Want to know in between there, you can ask.
I appreciate
I'm not really a talker, so.
I really appreciate you, Mike. Thank you. Tell me, please, of all of the things you've accomplished or overcome in your life so far, what are you most proud of?
My kids. Oh, my kids.
Mike, I can tell you've gained a lot of hard-fought wisdom in your life through your experiences so far. If you were invited to share your wisdom with school kids at a school in your community, you're invited to give school kids around here advice to live healthy, safe, stable, and happy lives. What advice would you share with them?
Well, first and foremost, be your own person. Don't get caught into peer pressure situations. Be a leader, not a follower. That's basically it. Stay away from drugs. Simple. Stay away from drugs. Just say no.
Mike, I'd like to shift to the present day, please. And tell me, in what ways would you say that your life is going well these days? Please talk a little bit about how life is good for you at the present time.
Well, I'm alive. And I do have 3 jobs, I guess you can call them that. I mean, I clean up a couple of stores around here and stock the cooler in the liquor store, so I mean I make money. It's just what I do with it afterwards that's kinda keeping me the situation I'm in. You know, it's not a lot of money, but it's enough to where I can change some, you know, make some changes, just, you know, motivate myself to go higher and just do more constructive things with my life.
Mike, you just mentioned some things that are going well for you today. Tell me, how did that happen? Who or what has contributed most to your doing well these days?
God first and foremost. Just different people in this little area, you know. If for the most part, the Indian guys, and word of mouth, you know, this is a guy you can trust. So give him a chance. So that's basically what happened. So the people in the area, you know, one person tell them, another person, this is a person you can trust. Let him do some work for you. That's what I pride myself on. Even smoking crack, you know, you got different, I don't know, it's all the levels. For the most part, I haven't let that change me. You know what I mean? Take pride in that. You can trust me. I'm my own worst enemy. I'm not gonna harm nobody else. I'm just harming myself. I got to change that. I have to change that.
Yeah. Mike, I'd like to look ahead now, please. When it comes to living a healthy, safe, stable, and happy life, what are your hopes and dreams looking ahead?
Well, I know, first and foremost, I have to get off drugs. You know? I have to stop doing that, because it's never going to be stable if I don't. And as far as happiness, man, I just want to be normal again, you know. Just a lot of things that people take for granted. Normal stuff. Watch TV, take showers, stuff like that. When you're homeless, it's hard to do that. So, you learn humility, I tell you that. Put a lot of your pride aside. Stuff that you normally would do, you do it like out of hell decide, you know, that type of thing. Just all the drugs, normally you wouldn't do that. You know, you for the most part working somewhere or other ways of trying to make money. But when you're on drugs, it's just, yeah. Definitely put my pride aside. Learning situations. Living learning. I don't need a lot. You know. Just wanna, you know, just be normal. I would love to see my kids, but not like this. I'll get there.
Mike, what are some of the personal strengths that you have that you draw on as you pursue those hopes and dreams?
I'm an honest person. What you see is what you get. Ain't no sugarcoating. No. You ask me a question, I'm gonna give you an answer. Trustworthy, baby. You know, I'm a hard worker. I always been that. You know, anytime you first job is in a tobacco field, 15 years old, you develop habits, you know, work habits, hard, you know, work ethic. Have a strong work ethic. You don't mind working. It's just the after. You know what I mean? It's what I do with the money afterwards. That's really getting me. That's really, yeah. It's hard to stay motivated when you know at the end of the day you end up frustrated. But I have to do it. You want something, you have to get it done yourself. I like to do it myself. I don't like to depend on person, people. I mean, to do it myself. You want something, I go get it. Well, sit around and wait. But it gets harder every day to do that. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Mike, tell me please, what are some of the challenges and obstacles that you see standing between you and the realization of the hopes and dreams that you told me about? What holds you back?
Me. I'm my biggest obstacle. Me. Me. I'm my own stumbling block. Me. That's about it. Me. I'm my own biggest obstacle.
Well, Mike, what needs to be done so that that challenge, that obstacle can be overcome and you can realize your personal hopes and dreams?
Well, first and foremost, let go and let God. He has work for me to do and I'm running. Choices, man, and we all gonna have hiccups to do something that kind of like, okay, but it's about choices, man. And, I mean, that's basically what it's about. Life is about choices, man. You stay on the path, you can do it, be whatever you want to be, or whatever you want to do. It's about those choices. You could take the red pill or the blue pill. It's up to you.
Mike, I'd like to ask you a few questions about your community now. Tell me, please, how would you describe your community? Who are the people who make up your community?
Well, my community right now is right here on Old Dixie. And you got different people that make up the community. You got some you can trust, some you can't. You got good people, you got bad people, you know what I mean? You got different people that make up this community. And I try to stay away from the chaos that's created. Got different people to make the community up. On this little area. Got people out here to care about me. That I really can depend on. And then you have some out here that you'd rather just stay away from them. But that's what makes a community, right? Good, the bad. You have different people. That's what makes us people, human beings. We we don't all think alike. We all think differently. Different perspective on life, or different perspective on anything else, you know.
When it comes to living a healthy, safe, stable, and happy life, how would you describe the hopes and dreams of people in your community?
You know, I'm trying to figure it out. So you asked me, how would that affect? You said, how would it affect me, right? That's what you said. You asked me that.
Well, you told me a minute ago, Mike, about your community, the people who make up your community.
Okay.
Tell me, what are their hopes and dreams?
For me?
For them. The people in your community. Yeah. From your perspective, what are the hopes and dreams of folks in this community?
Is it talking about drug users like myself, or just people in general, or just... To be happy, I guess. That's the hopes and dreams. Everybody that I'm associated with, they want to be happy. They just like me. To be honest with you, they just don't have a game plan yet. You know, everybody needs a helping hand. Boys in my little area, everybody. They want to do it, but they just don't know how to do it. What steps to take to do it. I mean, don't nobody want to be on drugs, man. Don't nobody want to be homeless. So, everybody handles their situation differently. For me, I wish the best for everybody out here, man. For the most part, we're not bad people, man. We just made wrong choices. So. It's kind of crazy when you're on the other side of the fence, you know what I mean? I ain't always been homeless. Had car, houses, I mean, you know, place out of that. I mean, I had normal stuff, but just couldn't keep it. You know what I mean? But people on either side of the fence, they look at life differently, man. Like people on the working community, they have their own places, and cars, they're stable. They look at homeless people like, he's a bum, he's worthless, and they really don't even know. Have you ever sat down and had a one-on-one? Find out what makes them tick. Take time to do that every now and then. Don't just shut us out. Like when I be working in the stores or whatever, guy might come through, pump his gas, get his gas pump, somebody asking for some money outside or something. They're coming and complaining to me about it, not even knowing that I'm homeless myself. You know what I mean? So, man, if you really knew, I'm homeless myself, you know, they just, maybe you never know, they might want something to eat. Or, you know, just because they ask for money, they don't always want it for dope, you know, or, you know, what's a buck, what's a dollar? I mean, you spend more than that on the scratch off. It's crazy.
Like you're just talking about community. And now you're talking about people who use drugs and people who are homeless. Tell me, what are some of the strengths that people draw on as they strive to realize their hopes and dreams and live healthy, safe, stable, and happy lives? What are some of the strengths of the folks in the communities that you just talked about?
Resourceful. You have to be resourceful. You have to be a strong person. You have to be that. Because if you're not, you get ate up. Yeah. You get eaten alive. Resourceful. That's really how I could sum that up for the people around me in my little circle. Resourceful. Find ways to make it work. Person is not homeless. I wish it was a way that they could just spend one day, night in a homeless person's shoes, man. You gotta be resourceful. That's basically how that sums that up. You gotta be resourceful. You gotta be a strong person. People sit down and just listen to some of the stories of the homeless, man. You got some very talented people out there. Very. People that could make a difference if they give it a chance. That's for real. That's for real on that. You know, you got ex-baseball players out here, man. People don't even know it. It's a baseball player out here right now, homeless. Alcoholism, you know, and that's legal. Ain't that something? Alcoholism is no different than anything else, man. It's all, you know, I've been there, done that too, you know.
Mike, what challenges and obstacles make it harder for people in your community to realize their hopes and dreams and live healthy, safe, stable, and happy lives? What holds people back in the communities that you were just telling me about?
You know, it's the same as before, themselves. I mean, for the most part, that's what it is. I mean, you know, your own obstacle. It's not people around you. I mean, you know, you can. You can sidestep them, you know, whatever. Stay away from them, whatever. But you're your own worst enemy, man. I mean, you're your own. The obstacle is you. Me, the obstacle is us. I mean, you know. God say you make one step, you make one step, it make two.
What needs to be done? What needs to be done, Mike, so that the challenge, the obstacle that you just mentioned can be overcome and people in your community can realize their hopes and dreams and live healthy, safe, stable, and happy lives? You just said that the big challenge, the big obstacle is oneself. Well, what's the answer? What needs to be done in the community?
Praying. You have to pray. You have to Talk to God. Be sincere with me. I mean, that's first and foremost, man. I'm big on that. I mean, you know, teach his own, but I'm big on that. If you're a God for your person, man, you have to pray. You're retired, you know. You got to be sincere about it, though. You can't. It's one being you can't fool. And if you make the decision, man, that you change, you're in a position to change, stick to it, stick to your guns. I know it's hard, you know. Any obstacle that gets in your way, you know, the first thing you're going to think about is, I need me a hit, or I need me a drink, or just stay strong, man, just make it work. And eventually, I promise you. Everybody has a crutch, man. Everybody has something that kind of takes their mind off their daily activities. I mean, for us, like, you have a bad day at work or something, you have everybody has a escape. I mean, your escape might be working out. Everybody has an escape. Reading a good book or something, watching something. Everybody has an escape. You have to. This summer. Some affect you in worse ways than others, I guess. I don't know exactly how to explain it, but everybody has an escape, man. Even when you're a long day at work, you have to have some type of escape. When you get home, you know, your family might be your escape. I mean, you know, you have to have something. Out here, man, sometimes I feel like there's no escape, though. As far as that, like, physically, mentally.
Yeah. I'd like you, please, to imagine yourself as a really powerful leader, a decision maker who can really make things happen. How would you change the system to help people in your community to realize their hopes and dreams and live healthy, safe, stable, and happy lives? And imagine you're a powerful leader. How would you change the system?
Assistance. I'll make it where it would be easier to get assistance, regardless of what assistance you need. But I'll make it easier for a person to get assistance. You know, because how it works now is, like, if you don't have an ID or Social Security card or whatever, it's hard to get assistance. Yeah, you have to prove who you are, which is understandable, but I would just make it easier to get assistance. Housing, I mean, just easier. I mean, you know, they got some good things in place, but it's just hard. It's, you know. One thing I would change or make it easier to get assistance. And phones. I mean, you know, it's having a phone is comes in handy for a person to get contact with you, that type of thing. I mean, I thought the government phone. That was a good plan. It was a good plan. They should have kept that. I don't know if it still worked or not, but they should have kept that. So everybody can have a phone. Have a contact number where people get a hold of you. Jobs. Whatever. You know? Everybody needs a hand, man. Everybody needs a hand. Just a leg up. Just, you know, something to get them on the... You know, just, I'm just speaking from the homeless perspective, man. Right about now. Assistance, man. It's different. Assistance for different people. I mean, it's individual, you know. You know, every individual is different, but you need that leg up, to get you up out there, you know what I mean? You've been stuck in the rough for so long, sometimes, boy, I know I've been out here for a minute. It's a guy that's been out here longer than me, and I know his thought process, man, is no way out. Basically, you know, he's just like, he hanging on by a thread tape. Keep telling him, just stay strong. You're gonna work yourself out, man. Stay prayed up. You're gonna work yourself out. Like God has abandoned, God has not abandoned him. But also, God said, be one step by me too. So you have to try. Keep trying. Yes, man, we in, especially here in the U.S., man, we got this thing backwards, man. As a whole, I can't speak at all. For the most part, we're selfish people, man. You know what I mean? We just don't know how good. We have it.
Mike, could you please now imagine that you have $1 million that you can spend to help your community realize their hopes and dreams and live healthy, safe, stable, and happy lives? How would you spend $1 million to help your community?
Shelter for when? Provide a shelter for people that need it. If I could, I would jumpstart the process. giving, I guess, giving people, not everybody, but for the most part, people a little money, you know, that goes long, but that goes a long ways, having money. But I wouldn't actually put it in their hands. I knew I wouldn't put it in my hands. Not right now. I'm getting there though, but not right now. But I would spend it in a way that it benefits them. You know what I mean? As a particular person, I would spend it in a way that it could help them. You know? Make life a little easier for everybody. Try to. I mean, shelter. I'll make sure everybody has a place to go. Because that's a stepping stone in itself. Once you got a stable place where you can lay your head, take a shower, feel good about yourself, it goes a long ways. People don't know it. Makes you feel like you're somebody. Shelter. Yeah. Shelter. Boy, so many stories out here, man. People don't make the whole lot. One thing leads to another, you know what I mean? Like your abusive childhood or whatever, man, it affects you. People think it don't affect you. It affects you all the way, all adulthood. It has a whole lot with your thought process, man. Especially women, man. A lot of women out here, if you listen to their stories, basically all of them all the same. That some type of abuse happened along the way. Verbal abuse, physical abuse, both. Just along the way. And that affects people in different ways. But answer that question, shelter, man. That would be number one. Period. Shelter, make sure everybody got a place to go.